Speaker Johnson attending fundraiser to oppose Virginia redistricting efforts. By Elizabeth Weibel on March 30, 2026. House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, will be attending a fundraiser to oppose efforts from Democrats in Virginia to have the state's U.S. congressional maps redrawn. In a post on X, Teddy Schleifer, an MS Now contributor, shared a photo of an invite for April 11 in Great Falls, Virginia. Johnson will be a special guest at the event. Mike Johnson is doing a fundraiser for the Virginia Republicans' redistricting effort, per invite, Schleifer wrote. Event on April 11 in Great Falls for Virginians for Fair Maps. In January, Virginia's state Senate approved a constitutional amendment that would redraw the congressional maps in the state prior to the upcoming midterm elections, Fox News reported at the time. Per the outlet, if the ballot measure is approved this spring, the legislature, rather than the current nonpartisan commission, would redraw the state's congressional maps through 2030. The move by state senators, following a similar vote on Wednesday in the state house, was the final step needed to send the amendment to Virginia voters. If the ballot measure is approved this spring, the legislature, rather than the current nonpartisan commission, would redraw the state's congressional maps through 2030. Johnson's appearance at the upcoming fundraiser comes as around 499,000 voters in Virginia were reported to have taken part in early voting for a constitutional amendment that would allow Democrats to redraw congressional lines in their favor, 29 News reported. According to the outlet, Republican congressional districts were leading Democrat congressional districts in the state in terms of turnout for early voting. While Virginia's first congressional district was leading the way with nearly 68,000 votes, Larry Sabato, who serves as the director for the University of Virginia's Center for Politics, told the outlet that it's evening up. The more Democratic suburban areas and urban areas in those congressional districts that are represented by Democrats are turning out at a greater rate, Sabato added.